我今天的诗歌啊，今不是今天的诗歌，今天要讲的题目。
And the message I would like to preach today.
就是从约翰福音里面来看神的心意。
It's from the book of John to see what's God's will.
就是神在呼召我们去跟他联合。
And this is God's to call us to unify with Him.
就是爱的联合。
It's the loving call.
所以今天就以这个爱的呼召来做我们的题目。
So today I would like to use the loving call as my message.
我希望今天每个人都有一本圣经。
I wish everybody has a Bible in front of you.
假如没有圣经的话，请弟兄姐妹跟他们分享，好不好
？So please let those brothers and sisters to share with those who have no Bibles.
假如弟兄姐妹刚刚来，他们找不到的话，你帮他们翻一下，好不好
？And also help those people who just come to the church.
我今天整个的信息全部要集中在约翰福音。
And all my message today will concentrate on the book of John.
就是在新约里面。
It's in the New Testament.
在125页，那个新约后面哈，125页。
It's on the page 125.
我们就讲到神在神的心意在约翰福音里面神的心意。
So we will talk about God's will in the book of John.
我们可以说约翰福音的中心就是从信心。
We can say the core of the book of John is from the faith.
到跟神完全联合的一个呼召。
To unify with God.
啊，这是一个爱的呼召。
This is a loving call.
OK, 我们来看第一个呼召。
Let's see the first call.
神呼召人来相信他。
God called people to believe in him.
来相信他什么呢？
What to believe?
相信他的名。
Believe in his name.
像在二章十三节。
Just like in the second 11.
我们还有在你们假如翻来不及的话，你也可以听就可以。
If you cannot catch, then you just pay attention to.
还有来知道他就是救主。
And to know he is a savior.
在约翰福音四章四十二节。
In 4:11,
还有。让我们也相信耶主就是神的儿子。
And to believe in that Jesus is Son of God.
这是在约翰福音九章三十五节。
And that is in the chapter 9:35.
这是第一个呼召，呼召人来相信他。
This is God's first call to call people to believe in Him.
所以约翰福音里面有一个特色。
So there is a character in the book of John.
他一开始的时候就是主说：“我就是生命的源头。”
And in the very beginning, he said that I'm the origin of life.
这是记载在约翰福音第一章。
It is in the first chapter.
第一节到第五节。
Verse 1-5.
他是说，生命在他里头。
The life in him.
生命就是人的光。
And the life is human beings' light.
在四章十四节里面，耶稣说，我就是生命那个活水。
In the 4:14, he also indicated that
他是凡可渴的人都可以来。
Whoever is thirsty can come to me.
他愿意白白的给我们这个生命的水喝。
He would like to give us the water freely.
在六章三十四节里面，主耶稣讲到，我就是生命的粮。
And in chapter 6:34, indicate he is the life of bread.
他说，到我这里来就不饿。
Whoever come to me won't feel hungry.
信我的就不渴。
Believe in me won't be thirsty.
在八章十二节里面讲，主耶稣说，我就是生命的世界的光。
In chapter 8:12, he indicates he is the light of the world.
跟从我的就不在黑暗里走。
Whoever follow me won't be in the darkness.
必得着生命的光。
And will receive the light of life.
耶稣基督就是生命的光。
Jesus is the light of life.
在约翰福音十一章里面有讲到。
In chapter 11,
耶稣说我就是生命。
He indicates he himself is life.
在约翰福音里面主耶稣给我们看。他就是一个生命的源头。
So in this book, we can see that Jesus is the life of the origin.
生命的光。
He's the light of life.
生命的水。
Water of life.
生命的粮。
Bread of life.
他就是生命。
He himself is life.
所以说，主耶稣说，你来接受我。
So Jesus said that you come to receive me.
什么就是信呢？
What is belief?
这是主耶稣在约翰福音里面第一个呼召。
So that is Jesus' first call in John.
你们来信我。
You believe in me.
但是什么是信呢？
But what is belief?
在约翰福音里面第一章 在十二节里面讲到。
In chapter 1, he indicated that
凡接待他的就是信他名的人。
Whoever received me is believing me.
什么是信呢？
What is believe?
接受耶稣。
Receive Lord.
我们知道
We know that
我们的信不是对一个教义的了解。
Our belief is not to understand the doctrine.
也不是对一个宗教的感情。
It's not a kind of passion to the religion.
也不是想要找到一个宗教的寄托。
And not want to get some commitment in the religion.
你知道谁最了解教义吗？
Do you know who understands the doctrine best?
撒旦最了解教义。
It's Satan who understands that best.
所以信心是在什么呢？是在接受耶稣基督。
So the faith is from receiving the Jesus.
好，所以我们接受一个不是接受一个教义，乃是接受一个有位格的人或者神。
So what we receive is not a doctrine, it is a person.
接受这个有位格的神。
The God has a personality.
弟兄姐妹，你要不要接受耶稣基督呢？
So dear brother and sister, do you want to receive Jesus?
不是你对圣经的了解。
It's not from your understanding to the Bible.
我们永远没有办法对圣经完全了解。
Maybe we cannot understand the Bible completely.
但是你可以接受它。
However, you can receive him.
耶稣说，我们圣经讲到，耶稣就是信心创始成终的主。
And in the Bible, we know that Jesus is the creator.
因信以至于信。
Because of faith and to believe.
所以我们要开始借着我们一点点的信心。
So we have to use our little faith.
神要帮助我们。
Because God wants to help us.
因信以至于信。
Because I'll live, and so we will have faith.
因为耶稣基督是信心创始成终的主。
Because Jesus is the creator of the faith.
所以我们要接受他。
So we have to receive him.
那信接受他的结果是怎么样呢？
What is the result of receiving him?
圣经讲到，他要赐他们权柄做神的儿女。
From the Bible, we know that God will give us the power to be His children.
圣经在第一章十二节讲到，就要从神而生。
And from chapter 1, verse 12, is know that we have to be born of God.
你就要进神的国。
You can enter the God's kingdom.
你就是进天国。
You will enter the heaven.
你将我们中国人讲的天堂。
That is how what we Chinese call the heaven.
得到永生。
We have to receive eternal life.
这个生命是永远的生命。
This life is eternal.
是永远往前进不止息的生命。
And it is ongoing, everlasting life.
所以信心是一个过程。
So the faith actually is a process.
信心的开始是你要接受耶稣。
So the beginning of our faith is to receive Jesus.
所以我们有时候要人家相信主。
So most of the time we want people to believe in Lord.
因着你在意志里面的决定。
Because of their will, they can decide.
神可以进到你的生命里面。
So God can enter into your life.
来帮助你。
To help you.
因信以至于信。
Because of faith to believe.
所以信心是一个过程。
So faith is a kind of process.
好，我们来看约翰福音六章二十六节。
So please flip over the chapter 6. 26.
二十六节。
6:26.
在134页，找到我们一起来读。
Okay, so please let's read together.
耶稣回答说。
Jesus answered.
我实实在在一起来，我实实在在的告诉你们，你们找我，并不是因见了神迹，乃是因吃饼得饱。好，我们到这里就可以。这二十七节我来念就可以。不要为那必坏的食物劳力，要为那存到永生的食物劳力，就是人子要赐给你们的。好，到这里哈。所以信心是一个过程。
So the faith is actually a process.
因信以至于信。
Because your faith, so you believe.
这里有一个层次的。
So there is a different levels.
第一个层次就是吃饼多饱。
First level is you are filled with loaves.
信耶稣有什么好处？
So what kind of benefit of believing in Jesus?
有时候我们跟一个老姐妹传福音。
One time I just spread the gospel to an elder sister.
她非常的生气。
He was really mad.
她叫起来。
And he cried out.
她说：“信耶稣能够从钞票从天上掉下来吗？”
If I believe in Jesus, can the money flow from the heaven to me?
但是她最后也相信了主。
But finally, she believed in the Lord. 感谢主哈。Praise the Lord.
就是第一个层次，就是吃饼得饱。
So the first level is being filled with loaves.
这是今生的好处。
This is the benefit in this life.
来教堂很好啊。
So we come to a church, it's very good.
你精神可以得到寄托。
And you can get some mental commitment.
音乐很好。
And the music is great.
你可以碰到很多的朋友。
And also you can meet so many friendly, very nice friends.
这个很好，应该来。
It's very good, you should come.
这是好的，应该来。
It's good, you should come.
所以，但是圣经讲说，哥林多后书五章第十八节讲到，我们不是顾念所见的，乃是顾念所不见的。
But in Corinthians 2:4-18, it indicates that we should fix our eyes on what is unseen, is not what we see.
因为所见的是暂时的。
Because what we see is only temporary.
所不见的是永远的。
What unseen is eternal.
因为那个看不见的主宰看得见的。
Because the unseen really control the seen.
所以耶稣说要用那个永生的食物来劳力。
So Jesus said that we should work for the eternal food.
在哥罗西书三章十六节讲到。
In Colossians 3:16,
我们要思念上面的事情。
We have to think about the things above.
在希伯来书十一章第三节里面讲到。
In Hebrew 11:3,
所看见的是非从显然之物造出来的。
So those what we see is not a form from the invisible.
所以这里讲到看不见的主宰看得见的。
So those invisible really control the visible things.
所以在六章二十九节，我们看六章二十九节。
So in the chapter 6:29 of the book John.
我来读就可以。耶稣回答说：“信神所差来的，这就是做神的工。”
The work of God is this to believe in the one he has sent.
我们人常常想到说我们要做什么才可以上天堂。
So human being always think about what should I do in order to go to heaven.
所有的宗教都是要靠自己的力量。
All the religion tell us we have to be on our effort.
想要上天堂。
We want to go to the heaven.
但是圣经在这里定我们的罪。
However, Bible here condemn our sin.
你不必做什么。
You don't have to do anything.
你要接受耶稣。
You have to receive Jesus.
这是救恩的开始。
This is the beginning of salvation.
做好事是神给你力量，你就会做好事。
Doing good is from God's strength.
你随着圣灵的带领，你就会做好事。
And just follow Holy Spirit's lead.
你是应该的。
And it is what you should do.
没有什么可夸的。
And there is nothing you should brag.
你做好事不能上天堂。
Doing good cannot go to the heaven.
因为这是生命的问题。
Because this is the issue of life.
所以这是第一个层次。
So this is the first level.
所以主耶稣叫我们离开那个看得见的。
So Jesus asks us to away from those we can see.
追寻那个看不见的。
And to seek out those we cannot see.
离开那个必坏的。
Away from those.
这些都会过去的，世界上的事情都会过去的。
So everything in the earth will be passed.
追求那个不朽的。
So we have to look for those kind of immortal.
离开这个属地的。
We head away from the earthly things.
来追求那个属天的。
To pursue for those heavenly things.
我们要接受它。
We have to receive him.
这是第一个层次。
So this is the first level.
第一个信心的第一个层次就是吃饼得饱。
So the first level of faith is to be filled with loaves.
在第二章的十一节里面。
In chapter
信心的另一个层次。
The second level of the faith.
第二章十一节。
In the chapter 2:11.
这是耶稣所行的头一件神迹，是在加利利的迦拿行的，显出他的荣耀来，他的门徒就信了他。
Jesus performed his first miraculous sign in Galilee, and he really wanted to reveal his glory, so the disciples followed him.
我们刚刚讲到第一个层次，耶稣说：“你们寻找我，不是因为见了神迹，乃是因为什么？吃饼得饱。”
And Jesus said that you look after me is not because you saw the miraculous sign, because you want to be filled.
但是这里就是门徒因为看了神迹。
But because the disciples, they see the miraculous signs.
就信了他的名。
And then they believe in his name.
好，还有在六章第二节讲到。
In chapter 6:2 also indicate that.
因看见他在病人身上所行的神迹，就跟随他。
Because they saw what Jesus has performed on the sick, then they believe in him.
还有一病人跟随耶稣。
And the other people that followed Jesus.
看到一个属灵的更高的层次。
Because they see the spiritual level.
他是寻找一个更高的层次。
They looking for the higher level.
他不是在属地的层次。
It's not on the earthly level.
是属天的层次。
It's the heavenly level.
在二章二十三节里面。
In、
我们来看二章二十三节。
Chapter 2:23.
我来读就可以。二章二十三节到二十四节。
23 to 24.
假如找不到的帮他找一下哈，没有圣经跟他分享一下好不好？好，二章二十三节。当耶稣在耶路撒冷过逾越节的时候，有许多人看见他所行的神迹，就信了他的名。有没有看到？因看了神迹，就信了他的名。
Because they know the miracles, they believe in his name.
什么是信了他的名？
What does that believe in his name?
就是相信耶稣基督就是救主。
Because they believe Jesus is the Savior.
这是更高的一个层次。
It's the higher level.
但这里还有一个必须要突破的一个层次。
But here is another level we had a breakthrough.
在第二十四节讲到什么？
In the verse 24, it says that.
耶稣却不将自己交托他们。
But Jesus did not make commitment to them.
因为他知道万人。
Because he know people.
也用不着谁见证人怎样。
So he did not need man's testimony about man.
因为他知道人心里所存的。
For, because he know what is inside a human being's heart.
第一个层次是吃饼得饱的层次。
So the first level is being filled with loaves.
看信耶稣有什么好处。
So they want to see what kind of benefit can I receive
你心灵得到平安
for believing the Lord, and because they will receive the peace in their heart.
还有你可以弟兄姐妹跟朋友弟兄姐妹的交往很好。
So you can have great fellowship with brothers and sisters.
这是第一个层次。
This is the first level.
第二个层次。
The second level is
更高的，就是看到耶稣确实是救主。
Because it's a higher, because they really see Jesus is the Savior.
他就是基督。
He himself is Christ.
他就是神。
He is God.
我们接受他。
We want to receive him.
但是这里24节讲到。
But in the verse 24, it says that
耶稣不把他自己交托给他们。
Jesus did make commitment to them.
这是另外一个层次。
This is another level.
耶稣不 commit himself to the disciples.
耶稣不把他自己交给门徒。
很好啊。所以这是一个，我们有时候常常说，为什么好像神好像离我们很远
？Sometimes we really feel God is really away from us.
第一个，因为我们没有把我们自己交托出来。
First one, because we did not make commitment to Him.
你知道啊，我们男女在交朋友哈。
We know when we make the friends for the different.
到一个地步，一定什么？
And to the different levels,
一定订婚，对不对
？We will engage.
然后什么
？And then
结婚
，get married.
所以有的人就是跟你交朋友，不跟你结婚。
So someone really want to make friends, girlfriend, boyfriend, but they don't want to get married.
他就是很奇怪的。
It's very strange.
他说我爱你啊，但是就是不结婚。
He or she can say, I love you, but I just don't
这个爱有问题。
So there must be some problem in this kind of love.
因为他不愿意 commit himself.
Because he does not want to make any commitment. Sometimes makes up.
我不，我讲过一个故事，你有没有听过
？And maybe I share with you a story.
在一个农场里面。
In a farm.
有很多的那个猪啊、鸭啊、鸭啊、鹅啊，哈。
There are different animals or the poultry.
有一天呢，那个农场的主人生日到了。
And the master of this farm, he has a birthday, is close.
所以这些鸡鸭鹅啊，这些火鸡啊，都开会，还有猪啊牛都开会。
So all the animals and the poultry, you know, they just have the meeting.
你可以知道这个故事不是真的哦。
So you can tell this is only fictitious story.
他们就在说，哎，主人对我们非常好。
They talk about, you know, the master treat us so nicely.
他生日到了，我们应该有一个表示。
So now his birthday is coming, we should express something.
很多人就讲他的意见、哦、
So different things they mention different.
要送给他主人生日礼物。
So they want to offer different birthday gifts.
最后就有一个鸡站起来。
Finally, a chicken just stand up.
他说，我是觉得我们 要送给主人一些鸡蛋、鸭蛋。
So he indicated that maybe we should offer some eggs to the master.
还有那个bacon， 就是那个猪肉。
And also some bacon.
那个猪听了就很不高兴。
And the pig was really not happy to hear that.
猪不是、oh. 猪啊，猪听了很不高兴。
And the pig was not really pig. Happy. Pig, yeah. Oh, okay. The pig was not happy to hear that.
他讲一句话。
Then he said that.
说你们这个鸡蛋鸭蛋这个是奉献一点奉献而已。
The egg itself is only an offering, just a little offering.
要那个 bacon 是 commitment.
The bacon is
交托，
是一种交托。
现在第一还有一个层次是你交托了没有
？And another level is whether you made a commitment or not.
在约翰福音第三章的前面，约翰福音第三章的前面。
In the book of John, the
中文翻译少两个字没有翻译出来。
And there is two words did not translate in Chinese version.
第三章是接着第二章的。
The chapter 3 actually follows chapter 2.
他说，但是有一个人。
But there is one person.
这个人就是尼古底母。
And this person is Nicodemus.
这尼古底母后来去把耶稣的尸体拿回来。
And Nicodemus actually get Jesus' body.
所以这是一个层次，我们时间的关系我不再讲。
So this is another level because of time limit, I won't mention.
这是一个交托的问题。
So this is the issue of commitment.
所以神有一个呼召。
So God has a call.
要我们跟他联合。
Ask us to have union with him.
所以我们来看在旧约里面有一个信息深深的抓住我。
So there is several verses in the Old Testament really catch me.
我们来看列王记上十五章十四节。列王记上十五章十四节。
So that is in the First Kings.
列王记上十五章十四节。
Chapter 15.
比较不好找在旧约里面十五章十四节。我们等一下还回到一样。
It's in the First Kings chapter 15, verse 14.
在441页。
It's in my Bible 441.
其他的圣经我就不知道了。
I don't know about yours.
列王记上十五章十四节。
15, 14.
我们知道在旧约里面，神对以色列的王或者犹大的王，他只有。两种王，一个是好的王，一个是不好的王。
We know in the Old Testament there is only two kind of kings in Israel. One is good, one is bad.
对，这是好的王。
So to all these good kings.
神还有一个要求。
God has one requirement.
我们来读一下。
So let's read together.
十四节。
14, verse 14.
我来读就可以。
I will read it.
这个亚撒是一个非常好的王。
Asa is a very good king.
他说只是秋坛还没有废弃。
He said that although, but the high places has not been removed.
亚萨一生却向耶和华存诚实的心。
Asa's heart was fully committed to the Lord all his life.
这十四节的前面讲到只是秋坛还没有废弃。
In this verse, in the first part say that the high places has not been removed.
我们再看列王记下十五章第四节。
And please also see the Second Kings 14:14,
对不起。
Okay, 14, actually chapter 14.
列王记下在477页。第四节有没有看到
？Okay, in the verse 4.
只是秋坛。还没有回去。
The high places, however, were not removed.
百姓仍在那里献祭烧香。
The people continued to offer sacrifices and burn incense there.
我们去看十五章，十五章。
In the same book, chapter 15.
这是亚撒利亚十五章第三节。
This is in the verse 3, Azariah.
亚撒利亚行耶和华眼中看为正的事，效法他父亲亚玛谢一切所行的，只是秋坛还没有废弃， 百姓仍在那里献祭烧香。
Israel did what was right in the eyes of the Lord, just as his father Amaziah had done. The high places, however, were not removed.
只是秋坛还没有回去。
The high places, however, were not removed.
我们最后再看一个历代志下二十章三十二节。
So finally, we will turn to the
20 章32节。
Okay, that would be the Second Chronicles, the 20, chapter
20. 20章32节。
Chapter 20, 32. The Second Chronicles, 20, 32.
找到在559页。
It's in page 592.
找不到的帮他找一下哈。
So please help the, your neighbors to locate.
559页。
592.
59. 59. 32节，耶沙法夏华他父亲亚萨所行的，不偏左右，行耶和华眼中看为正的事，只是秋坛还没有回去。
Jehoshaphat walked in the ways of his father Asa, and he did not stray from them. He did what was right in the eyes of the Lord. The high places, however, were not removed.
只是秋坛还没有回去。
The high places, however, were not removed.
这最后还一个还没有。
And this is not yet.
还没有交托出来。
That means they not make commitment yet.
什么是秋坛呢？
What is the high places?
我们只要从圣经里面来看。
From the Bible, we can see that.
神叫他们敬拜神，要在圣殿里面敬拜。
God asked all the people to worship in the holy temple.
但是以色列人呢，在为别的神，在高岗，在山上。
But Israelite, they build this kind of high places in the mountain, in the hills.
在青翠的树下，在花园里面，对偶像烧香。
In the green trees and also in the garden, they worship to the idol.
在那边献祭敬拜。
They offer the sacrifice and to worship the idol.
他们敬拜天上的万象。
They worship everything in the sky.
他的心被吸引。
Their heart were attracted by those things.
他们敬拜那个摩洛。
They worship the moloch.
把儿女烧了。
And they burn their children.
献给他。
To offer the idol.
还在敬拜那个西顿的神亚斯他路。
They also worship the Sidonians, the goddess Astoreth.
在那边有那个很罪恶的那个放纵那个肉体的敬拜。
And that is a kind of adultery-like worship.
这个一直没办法出去。
So this kind of things did not be removed yet.
这是神呼召我们跟他联合。
And since God really called us to unify with him.
就是说但是在这一句话实在是圣灵里面深深的一个叹息。
This word is really a deep sigh for the Holy Spirit.
只是秋坛还没回去。
The high places, however, were not removed.
今天圣灵对我们每一个基督徒讲。
Today, Holy Spirit actually speak to all of us.
你已经接受了神。
Since you have received the Lord.
你在心里深深地相信耶稣基督就是救主。
In your heart, you deeply believe Jesus is a Savior.
耶稣就是基督，就是神。
Jesus is the Lord, is the Savior.
你尊他为主。
You worship him as your master.
但你还没有完全交托你自己。
But you have not completely committed yourself.
只是秋坛还没回去。
The high places, however, were not removed yet.
这是圣灵里面深深的叹息。
This is the Holy Spirit deep sigh.
神要跟你完全联合。
God want to completely unify with you.
但是只是秋坛还没回去。
The high places, however, were not removed.
这个秋坛是什么呢？
What is the high places?
用我们今天的话来讲。
From our modern terminology.
可能是职业，你的职业。
Maybe that's your job.
可能是你必须要的。
Maybe that is a necessity.
可能是你的课业。
Maybe that is your coursework.
这是非常必要的。
Because that is a necessity to you.
也可能是你的家庭。
Or maybe that's your family.
你的中心在哪里？
So what is your center?
这些东西慢慢变成你的偶像。
All these things will become your idol.
这个就是你的秋坛。
So this is your high place.
可能是你的罪。
And this is also maybe your sin.
你还有情欲。
You also have the passion.
你还有对世界还爱慕。
And also you have desire for the earthly things. 这就是你的秋坛。This is your high places.
也可能是你的嗜好。
And maybe this is your habit.
好像以色列人看到天上的万象被他吸引。
Just like Israelite, they were attracted by everything they see in sky.
这些嗜好慢慢变成你的秋坛。
Those hobby become to the high places.
可能是以色列的金牛。
And maybe that is the Israelites, a molten cow.
敬拜金牛。
They worship the molten cow.
什么是敬拜金牛呢？金牛的意义在哪里呢？
What is worship the molten cow?
金牛的意义就是除了神以外，你有个代替。
The meaning of the molten cow is, in addition to the God, you have something to replace it.
神不是要你外面这个人。
God does not want to alter you.
神不是要你的钱。
Does not want your money.
神不是要你的侍奉。
And not to ask for your offering. God wants you.
他要你的心。
Wants your heart.
这就是交托的问题。
So this is the issue of commitment.
但是我们常常有个代替。
So most of times we have something to replace it.
我们以为在教会里面热心侍奉就可以了。
So most of time we think about if as long as I serve in the church, that is fine.
我们奉献金钱就可以了。
I offer the money.
No.
不，这不是。
不是这样的。
It's not this way.
神要你的心。
God wants your heart.
交托的问题。
This is issue of commitment.
只是秋坛还没有回去。
High places, however, will not remain.
还有个拦阻。
Another obstacle is.
拦阻你跟神联合。
It to prohibit your.
跟神完全的联合。
God, complete reunion.
那没有间隔的联合。
And there is no gap in between.
这是在圣灵里面深深的叹息。
So this is the deep sigh in the Holy Spirit.
这个是圣灵对那些好的基督徒在讲。
This is the Holy Spirit speak to the good Christians.
你的心在哪里？
Where is your heart?
你有没有安静下来？
Are you quiet in your heart?
每天把你自己的最高的爱献给神。
Ask you to offer your higher love to the Lord.
因为那个爱乃是你的里面最深的那个本质。
Because the love is the inner part of yourself.
神要你的侍奉。
God want your offer.
神要你的钱。
Ask your money.
但是最重要的是要你这个人。
But most important thing is ask for your
你这个人的心。
Ask for your heart.
我们来看，这是一个爱的呼召。
This is the loving call.
这是一个联合的呼召。
This is a union call.
神的呼召就是要你跟他有生命的连结。
God's call is ask us to have the union with him in life.
要你跟他有爱的交流。
Ask us have the love communion.
这没有其他的事情可以代替的。
Nothing can replace this.
只是秋坛还没有回去。
High places, however, were not removed.
在约翰福音第六章里面。
In the book John chapter 6,
耶稣说
Jesus said that
你要吃我的肉
You have to eat my meat.
喝我的血
Drink my blood.
你要跟我联合。
You had to have communion with me.
我们今天的圣餐什么意思呢？
So what is communion we have today?
主耶稣说，你要常常日日行。
You had to always do.
原文就是 as often as possible.
The original meaning is 要时常。
就是说你要常常的纪念我。
That means you have to always remember me.
要常常这样纪念我的爱。
You have to always remember
在这里你跟神有爱的交流。
In here, you have the fellowship with love.
耶稣他希望你常常跟他有爱的交流。
Jesus really want you to have
this kind of fellowship.
The bread really represent for
代表他的身体为我们剥开。
His body and break for us.
因着爱为我们钉在十字架上。
Because of the sake of love,
因着爱
he was hanging the cross.
他的血流下来。
And because of love, his blood was shedding on us.
这就是葡萄所代表的。
So this is what the grape juice represent.
耶稣说要常常纪念我。
Jesus said that you have to remember me as often as you can.
不是一个月一次。
It's not a monthly.
也不是一个礼拜一次。
It's not a weekly.
常常。
You have to do that
as often as possible.
经常要这样做。
我们看第六章第六十节。
So please turn to the chapter 6, verse 60.
Chapter 6, verse 60. 这里六章六十节讲到什么呢？
What did he say that?
因为主耶稣讲这个已经超出一般人的宗教的那个所能够了解了。
Because what he says here is really beyond what is the religion.
超出宗教的那个想法。
It's really beyond the religious thought.
你到庙里，你可以跟那个联合吗？
If you go to the temple, can you have the union with?
你愿意跟四大金刚联合吗
？You want to have the union with those kind of different
gods? 你愿意跟千里眼那个还有顺风耳联合
？You want to have the union with the god of the good sight and good ear?
所以这里人讲到，这话甚难，谁能听呢
？So here you say that it's a very hard.
这些都是门徒最好的，跟随他的。
So those disciples really follow him well.
这话甚难，谁能听呢？
This is a hard teaching. Who can accept it?
这是超出人的宗教的情感，超出人宗教所能够了解的。
This is really above the religious passion and religious understanding.
在六十六节讲到什么
？In the verse 66, it says that.
从此他的门徒中都有退去的，不再和他同行。
From this time, many of disciples turned back and no longer.
这是超出人的宗教的所能够理解的。
This is really beyond religious understanding.
这是神的一个最高的呼召。
So this is the highest call from the God.
跟他联合。
To have reunion with him.
从此门徒中都有退去的。
From this time, some disciple turned back.
不再跟他同行。
No longer follow him.
剩下十二个门徒。
And left only 12 disciples.
耶稣很伤心地对那十二个门徒讲。
Jesus talked to these 12 disciples very sadly.
你们也要去吗
？Are you going?
你们也要去吗？你们也要去吗
？Are you going?
西门彼得回答说。
The Simon Peter's respond.
主啊，你永生之道，我们还归从谁呢
？Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life.
我们信了，已经信了，又知道你是神的圣者。
We believe and know that you are the Holy One of God.
这里就是 commitment.
So this is a commitment.
所以在约翰福音里面有很多话非常的奇怪。
So there is some very strange verses in the book John.
你们不用翻，在十七章二十一节。
But you don't have to turn over.
耶稣要离开世界的祷告。
It's in the chapter 17. He prayed.
他便合而为一。
He want to be unified with those.
正如你在我里面。
As you are in me.
我在你里面。
I'm in you.
你爱我。
You love me.
如同我爱你。
Just like I love you.
父在子里面
Father is in the Son.
子在父里面
And the Son in the Father.
门徒也在耶稣里面
And the disciples also in Jesus.
这怎么可能呢
So how can it possible?
我在你里面，你在我里面
I'm in you and you are in me.
这里乃是完全的交流
That means it is complete union.
在生命里面完全的交流
In life it is complete
union. 在爱里面完全的交流
In love.
在生命里面的连结
That is the in life we have come to.
就是好像两杯水给它倒在一起。
Just like you pour two cup of water together.
你在我里面。
I'm in you.
我在你里面。
And you are in me.
在十七章二十六节讲到什么
？So in chapter 17:21.
使你所爱我的爱在他们里面。
And the love you have for me in them.
我也在他们里面。
And I myself may be in you.
这是一个非常奇怪的。
So this is very strange.
这是以主联合的呼召。
This is a call to unify with Lord.
这是一个最高的一个呼召。
This is highest call.
我们因为时间关系，我们看马太啊约翰福音二十一章。
Because、
我们翻到最后。
Time, please turn to the chapter 21.
二十一章的十五节。
And 21:15.
二十一章十五节在一百六十页。
In my Bible, it's 160.
耶稣复活以后，对彼得讲。
After Jesus resurrected, he spoke to Peter.
彼得曾经三次不认他。
There was three times Peter not recognized him.
耶稣在这里问他三次。
But Jesus here asked him three times.
耶稣说。
Jesus、
约翰的儿子西门，你爱我比这些更深吧
？Jesus said to him, Simon, son of John, do you truly love me more than this?
Do you love me, Peter?
你爱我吗，彼得
？Do you love me more than this?
你爱我更超于这一切吗？
你爱我吗，彼得？
Do you love me, Peter?
彼得说，主啊，你知道我爱你。
Peter say that, Lord, you know I truly love you.
耶稣对他说，你喂养我的小羊。
And Jesus say that, feed my lambs.
十六节，耶稣第二次又对他说。
In the verse 16, Jesus asked him again.
约翰的儿子西门，你爱我吗？
Simon, son of John, do you truly love me?
Peter, do you love me?
彼得，你爱我吗？
彼得说，主啊，你知道我爱你。
Peter answered, Yes, Lord, you know that I love you.
耶稣说，你牧养我的羊。
Jesus said, Take care of my sheep.
十七节又讲到。
In the verse 17, also indicates.
第三次对他说，约翰的儿子西门，你爱我吗？
The third time, Jesus said to Peter, Simon, son of John, do you love me?
彼得因为耶稣第三次对他说，你爱我吗？就忧愁，对主说，主耶稣说，主啊，你是无所不知的，你知道我爱你。
And because this is the third time Jesus asked him, so he was really sad. He responded that, Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you.
你知道最能够满足神的心是什么呢？
You know what the most can satisfy God's heart?
你的爱。
Your love.
你的爱。
Your love.
最能够满足神的心就是你的爱。
The most thing can satisfy God's heart is your love.
你最高的侍奉是什么呢？
The highest the service is.
不是你在跑来跑去。
It's not you just walking around.
乃是你侍立在神的面前。
It's you are standing before the Lord.
等候在神的面前。
You're waiting for the Lord.
亲近他。
And get close to him.
这是一个最高的侍奉。
This is the highest service.
我不是说其他的侍奉不重要，但是这个乃是一个最高的侍奉。
I do not mean other services are not important, but this is the most important one.
我们的心在哪里？
Where we set our minds,
交托是一个联合的根基。
Commitment is a foundation for the union.
我们刚刚讲了，真正的爱一定要联合的。
We talk about the true love must have some union.
爱一定有爱的实际的。
The love must be in practice.
爱是联合的要素。
So love is the element for union.
真正的联合里面一定有爱。
And the true union must have love.
但联合是爱的表现。
Because the union is a kind of revolution for
your love. 假如有个人跟你交朋友不跟你结婚的。
So if someone want to make friends with you but do not want to marry you.
那个爱不是真的爱。
That love is not true love.
你赶快离开他。
So you had better get away from him or her.
假如你真正爱一个人。
If you truly love one person.
他的问题就是你的问题。
His problem is yours.
他的困难就是你的困难。
His hardship is yours.
你一定要帮助他了。
You have to help
him. 你会跟他联合。
You want to unify with him.
你真正关心一个人，你一定这样做的。
If you truly care for one person, you will do so.
我讲一个故事。
Let me share you one story.
我以前在高中的时候在台北读书。
When I was in the high school, I was in Taipei.
我隔壁有一个人是四十几岁的。
And there was a neighbor is around the 40s.
他的行动非常奇怪。
He is a strange person.
我一直以为他是匪谍。
I always think about he's a spy from mainland China.
对不起哈，这是三十年前了。
It's about 30 years ago.
所以，我有一天到他的卧室去看，到他的 bedroom 去看。
One time I went to his bedroom to take a look.
他的墙壁很薄。
The wall is very thin.
那挂了一个温度计。
And I have one thermometer.
我要动动了，竟然温度计掉下来，掉破了。
And because you know shaking, so the thermometer just falling
down. 我非常的害怕。
I was so scared.
因为那个时候是刚高一嘛。
The time I was the seventh grade.
那我哥哥就回来了。
And my brother just
我哥哥跟我住在一起，住在 apartment.
My elder brother, we lived together, share one apartment.
他看到我这么害怕。
And he saw me was so trembling.
他安慰我。
He comforted me.
不用害怕，没什么害怕。
He said, "Don't worry, nothing is so scary."
你知道我非常的惊奇。
And I was so amazed.
当那个人回来的时候
，When the guy came back，
我的哥哥拿那个温度计
，My brother just brought the thermometer to him，
跟他讲说对不起，我把你的温度计打破了
，And sorry I broke this，
请你原谅，我会买一个还你
，So please forgive me and I will buy a new one to you。
真正的爱一定是联合了
，And the true love is really，
你一定跟那个人认同的
，And you will be with him。
你知道耶稣为什么要死在十字架上吗？
Do you know why Jesus died in the cross?
因为他爱你。
Because he loves us.
所以他一定要死。
So he must die.
耶稣一定要死。
Jesus must die.
我一再的讲，耶稣的十字架乃是要解决我们的罪跟我们的死亡的问题。
Because I keep saying that the cross is to solve our sin and also our life.
他要替你承担这个罪。
He will bear the burden for us.
因着他的死。
Because of his death.
带来了生命。
Will bring the life.
给你带来了永生。
Give us eternal life.
因着他的死。
Because of his death.
因着他的十字架。
Because his cross.
表明他的爱。
To reveal his love to us.
因着在十字架上，圣经里面讲什么？
Because in the Bible it says that
基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死。
Jesus already died for us even though when we were still the sinners.
我们不是好人。
We are not a good person.
我们是罪人。
We are sinners.
但基督为我们的罪死。
But Jesus died for our sin.
圣经说神的爱就在这里向我们表明。
And in the Bible it says that the God's love revealed here.
神来跟我们认同。
And God has come here to recognize. 他爱
我们。
Because he loves us.
他今天要我们的爱。
He loves us and he also needs our love. 这
是约翰福音的信息。
This is a message from the book of John.
不能够了解的。
Maybe you cannot understand completely.
人不能够了解。
People cannot understand it.
这话甚难，谁能听呢？
It is a hard teaching. Who can accept it?
神要我们的心。
God desires our heart.
我们要跟他联合。
We want to have union with God.
在约翰福音二十一章里面还有一个最深的一个一点没有注意到的。
And another very deep implication in this.
神在这里讲什么呢
？God here indicate that.
这里用的爱是什么？用 agape love.
And the love he used here is
agape love.
Agape love.
神的爱。
And that is the God's love.
你知道这个神的爱是什么爱呢
？Do you know what is the love of God's love?
这神的爱是没有条件的。
And this kind of love is unconditional.
在意志性里面的。
And it is in the willingness.
不会改变的。
Never change.
这是从在也是在理性里面的。
And also it is also in.
也是在感性里面的。
It's also in passion.
所以神说你们要爱。
So God said that you have to have love in your willingness.
所以说你要爱你的仇敌。
So you have to love your enemy.
这个是很难的。
It's very difficult to do it.
因为这是神的爱。
Because this is God's love.
这是从你的学习里面，从你的顺服里面学习来的。
So you have to learn this from your submission.
这是一个牺牲，一个舍己的爱。
This is the sacrifice, and this is a deny yourself.
这是一个胜过自己的爱。
This is a kind of love to overcome yourself.
是一个成全的爱。
And this is a kind of love to help accomplishment.
不是占有的爱。
It is not occupied.
神跟彼得讲，彼得，你爱我吗
？So Jesus asked Peter, "Do you love me?"
这个爱就是神的爱。
This love is God's love.
用的爱就是 agape 了。
Because the love is agape.
彼得回答什么
？And what did Peter reply?
主啊，你知道我爱你。
Lord, you know I love you.
彼得用的爱是什么爱呢
？What is the love Peter has?
就是人的爱。
It is a human being love.
Philia.
It's a philia.
Affection love.
It's a kind of affection.
彼此亲密的感情。
It's a kind of close relationship.
神的呼召我们去爱他，是要我们用那个最高的爱来爱他。
God call us to love him is with the highest level of love.
弟兄姐妹，我们要爱他。
Dear brother and sister, we have to love people.
我们要把我们全人归给他。
We have to submit ourselves to the Lord.
这是一个最高的呼召。
This is the highest call from Lord.
一个联合的呼召。
This is a union call.
神要我们跟他有生命的连结。
God wants us to have the union in life.
跟他有爱的交流。
And also we have the love fellowship with him.
越深越深越深。
And deeper, deeper and deeper.
盖因夫人讲过一句话。
Madame Guillem.
And Madame Guillem say one word.
讲过一句话。
And say one.
就好像水滴在海里面一样。
Just like water drip in the ocean.
消失在神的爱里
disappear in God's love
跟他有完全的联合
so you have a complete union with it
union with God
与神的联合
这是最高的呼召
this is the highest call from the Lord
我们要常常亲近他
we have to be close to the Lord as often as we can
爱他
love him
等候他
wait for him
把里面最深处的爱献给他
And to offer your deepest love inside your heart to the Lord.
我们一起祷告，每个人低头祷告。
So let's pray together, and we bow down our heads.